businesses and community groups have been asking in recent days what supports would be available to them. And given that this the scheme that's going to be administered by the Red Cross, the resurrection of a pre-existing scheme, I don't think we should have seen the delay in getting it up and running. However, what's crucial now is that actually the application forms are made available today, and that business and community groups can actually, and sporting groups, can start making applications to that fund. The other key thing now we need from Minister for Agriculture in particular is a commitment and a fund to support the farming community at the moment. And then, of course, the ongoing work in terms of the Humanitarian Assistance Fund and moving now into Phase 2. I know the Department of Social Protection are working hard on that, and it's important that Phase 2 now kicks into gear. Overall, in terms of the response by the County Council, local communities, there's tremendous work and support ongoing.
Is enough being done to draw down emergency funds from Europe and to ensure that every possible funding stream available from every possible source is fully utilised?
Yeah, well, it's important that the government does do that and fully engages with Europe in relation to what supports might be available, and also explore what supports might be available given that there's a cross-border element to this. But crucially, in terms of on the ground and the support that the people need, we need a clear commitment from the government that there will be funding and support forthcoming, particularly, as I pointed out, in those areas where there hasn't been clarification yet, such as for the sporting organisations and for the agricultural community as well.